Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests that are designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman & Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, and serving clients throughout the Washington, D.C. metro area and across the country. If you'd like to know more about OFP, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. And if you'd like to make an appointment with one of our many attorneys, call us at 703-218-2100. I also invite you to visit my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, which allows you to subscribe and get notifications of recent postings on areas of interest in estate planning, tax, and business planning. And there we have all of our old Blueprint for Wealth shows dating back to 2007, as well as videos of interest and articles of interest. And lastly, please read the Washington Business Journal, where my column Blueprint for Wealth appears usually the first Friday of every month. Today, we're going to be talking about another business planning topic, and that is how to protect your trade secrets. And as an employer, as a small business or as a medium-sized business, that is an absolutely critical topic. When it comes to intellectual property, also known as IP, many people's knowledge begins and ends with patents, which grants an inventor exclusive commercial use of his or her creation. And yes, if you invent something that's potentially valuable, you may very well want to invest in obtaining a patent. But most companies don't invent patentable items. In fact, they typically do not, and yet they own intellectual property that needs to be protected. The name of the company, for example, or the logo may be protectable as a trademark, and we'll cover that in another show. Some may copyright their works that are written works or published works or audio or video works. But most companies have what are known as trade secrets. Trade secrets include any formula or method or information that gives you a competitive advantage. Anything that takes time and money and effort to develop, such as processes for doing business the way you do it, and that you don't want your competitors to know about, is a trade secret. Trade secrets are rarely breached as a result of somebody trying to steal your trade secrets. In fact, you know, thinking about the industrial spy or the disgruntled employee taking it and using it against you. In fact, in most cases, the vast majority of cases where there's a violation of a trade secret is where confidential information is lost inadvertently. A good trade secrets policy minimizes the chance of that happening. You may want to consult a business lawyer, including many of our intellectual property lawyers and business lawyers at Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, perhaps an IP specialist, for guidance in this area. But we're going to talk about what you may want to do and what you may want to think about as a general matter in protecting your trade secrets. The first thing you want to do is figure out what is a trade secret as it relates to your business. It might be a manufacturing process. I have a client that is developing a new way of producing burgers for their burger franchise. It might be a secret sauce like McDonald's or KFC or Coca-Cola. It might be a product that's in development. It might include customer lists, which clearly are proprietary and important to the business. It may be your business plan. It might include your business projections. It also could be what we call negative know-how, the ways that you tried to do something but actually led to nothing. So this experimentation that you engaged in as a new business but failed, you know, Einstein tried 1,000 times before he succeeded once, or Edison rather, those negative experiences as documented are valuable trade secrets on how not to do something. So you want to put safeguards in place that not only protect the information, but also shows people who may be interested in this, such as judges and juries, that you tried to protect the information if a dispute ever develops. A trade secret is protected by law only when the owner has, under the Uniform Trade Secrets Act, made efforts that are reasonable under the circumstances to maintain its secrecy. It's not just as simple as saying, wait, I have an idea, and it's a secret. That's not enough. You must clearly show that you recognized it in advance as a trade secret. So taking special precautions to protect it is one way of identifying what you have as a trade secret. With that said, courts have allowed some flexibility in what constitutes a reasonable measure to protect the trade secret. It has to do with the kind of secret, what the company does, and the threat that it faces in the real world. If you've got high employee turnover in a highly competitive market, then you have to trust information with a lot of people, so you need to make sure that all of your employees are signing confidentiality agreements and agreements that basically assign any rights, title, and interest in anything that they've created while they're employed by you to you as the employer. The first step is prioritize your proprietary information. Figure out what is confidential, and then categorize it. Consider the importance of each category and the relative risk of loss, and then try to gauge how well the measures you've taken will protect that category. Let me give you an example. Let's say you've got a customer list that is particularly sensitive and that has a lot of information about your customers in it. What are you doing to make sure that it's not accessible to everybody in the business? Or if it needs to be accessible, how are you protecting it so that if in case an employee takes it with them, are you protected under a confidentiality agreement? The next advice may sound sort of superficial or not real, but you know, it's like you've got to brush your teeth every day. But these steps are in fact necessary and often ignored by many of our clients. At a minimum, a reasonable policy of protecting a trade secret should require that the company identify proprietary information as that. They need to stamp it as confidential if it's really that important. For example, financial statements, projections, budgets, information about employee salaries and bonuses and payroll. That stuff needs to be protected from the general public, and it needs to be protected from other employees who may have nefarious motives or who might inadvertently let it escape out into the public. So stamp it confidential. Remind the people who may have access to it as being confidential. If it's on a computer, only give certain authorized people access to the files on the computer, or if it's in a filing cabinet, maybe it should be locked at all times when you're not going in and out of the filing cabinet. So you're limiting people who need to know, and you make it inaccessible to anyone who doesn't need to know, in a safe, in the computer, under password protection. So you're following common sense rules. Make the passwords random and impossible to guess. Don't give them out to everybody. Don't write it on a pad and leave it next to your keyboard. Use numbers and letters. Change them frequently. Don't use the same password forever for something that really does require confidentiality and protection. And when it's a process or a formula, some companies fragment the process so that no one employee knows it from beginning to end. Kentucky Fried Chicken, now called KFC, separately mixes parts of its 11 herbs and spices at two different locations so that no one employee always has access to it. The next key factor here in protecting your trade secrets, I've been mentioning employees, is get the employees on board. You start with a company policy, often included in an employee handbook. So an employee handbook is not just employment policies, it's policies protecting the employer's trade secrets. The policy should articulate why keeping information is important to the company, and how the company can be damaged if secrecy is ever breached. It should establish how the company determines what is confidential and the procedures for protecting it. In other words, we're going to highlight the employee's role in gaining access to that information and in protecting it. They should be stated in very clear to understand and high-level terms, but they should also be detailed so that no employee can just say, well, it's not clear whether or not I can use this information if I ever leave the company. You want to ensure confidentiality, so insist that employees who have access to confidential information sign non-disclosure agreements. And perhaps the most important aspect of having a trade secrets policy, at least as far as a court is concerned. And then with regard to your third parties, your vendors, the people who are helping you build the products, helping you design the products, independent contractors, with regard to potential customers, that's why we have non-disclosure agreements. And by the way, not all NDAs are the same. For a vendor, it may be very different. For a supplier, very different. For a customer, very different. So don't use the same form over and over again. If you'd like advice on how to protect your trade secrets, call us at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web and we'll connect you with one of our IP specialists. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth. And don't forget to dial in to blueprintforwealth.org to get the latest on estate planning, tax, and business planning topics of interest.